Without a doubt, this is the most fascinating and exciting program you have ever put together. What was the thinking behind that?
All four of the pieces that we're playing this weekend were written in the 1920s. The 1920s were a fascinating time in the world, a time of incredible progress, electricity, automobiles, motion pictures, but also a time of a lot of fear and a lot of change. And all of that is reflected in the music of those times. The music we were just listening to is, of course, by George Gershwin, known as the King of the Jazz Age, the era of the Great Gatsby, and Gershwin captures that so perfectly in his Concerto in F, borrowing from the genre of jazz, which at that time was fresh and new and very exciting.
Being familiar with the Hungarian music history, I can't even imagine a more different piece than the Bartók piece that you put together with the Gershwin.
The Miraculous Mandarin was also written in the 20s, just a few years from the Gershwin Piano Concerto, and it captures a much darker side of that very exciting time. The cities were getting big, there was violence, there was crime, there was poverty. And Bartók wrote a ballet based on a story of Lengyel that reveals some of the most sordid impulses of humanity. From the very opening chords, we know we're in for something rather disturbing.
But what interested Bartók was the human relations. He was fascinated by the emotions of that piece.
That's absolutely true. The characters are dark, but they are fundamentally human. There's a band of robbers, there's a prostitute, there's various people looking for satisfaction to human needs that they're having a hard time meeting in the 1920s.
Certainly, there is no happy ending to that piece, but it is a very challenging and dramatic piece.
Bartók took his original ballet and shaped it into an orchestral suite, and it ends with the scene where the Mandarin is chasing the girl around the room and catches her, and it's a violent, thrilling, and indeed quite virtuosic ending for the orchestra.
I think I'm correct to say that Bolero is probably the most popular orchestra piece in the repertoire.
Ravel's Bolero crossed over into the general culture, the movies, the advertisements, and it's understandable why. It's an absolutely unique piece. Ravel himself, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, described it as having no music in it. And in fact, there's a single rhythm, there's two melodies that alternate back and forth. With one dramatic exception, there's only one harmony in the entire piece. It almost reduces all of the elements of music down simply to the idea of color, orchestral color. And by the time it gets to the end, wow, it is one of the most spectacular pieces ever written.
So what brings those pieces together?
There's a common energy in all of the pieces that we're playing, even though they were written in different countries all around the world. The 1920s were a time of explosive vitality, and you can hear that in every note of this concert.